Well, hello there. Welcome back to the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 430, and I'm your host, Steve Webb. The LifeSpring Family Audio Bible is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. We're reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate those tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Today our text is 2 Kings chapters 17 and 18, and we'll read from the New Life Version. Let's begin. 2 Kings chapter 17. In the 12th year of Ahaz, king of Judah, Hoshea the son of Elah became the king of Israel in Samaria. He ruled for 9 years. Hoshea did what was sinful in the eyes of the Lord, but not as bad as the kings of Israel before him. King Shalmaneser of Assyria came up against him, and Hoshea became his servant and paid taxes to him. But the king of Assyria found that Hoshea had been making plans against him. Hoshea had sent men to King So of Egypt instead of giving taxes to the king of Assyria. He had done this year after year, so the king of Assyria shut him up and put him in chains in prison. Then the king of Assyria came against all the land. He went up to Samaria and kept soldiers around it for 3 years. In the 9th year of Hoshea, the king of Assyria took Samaria in battle and took the people of Israel away to Assyria. He had them live in Halah and Habor by the river of Gozan and in the cities of the Medes. This happened because the people of Israel had sinned against the Lord their God. He had brought them up from the land of Egypt, from under the power of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, but they worshipped other gods. They walked in the ways of the nations the Lord had driven out from the people of Israel, and they walked in the ways the kings of Israel had started. The people of Israel did things in secret which were not right against the Lord their God. They built high places for themselves in all their towns, from the smallest town to the strongest city. They set up holy objects of the false goddess Asherim on every high hill and under every green tree. There they burned special perfume on all the high places, as the nations did which the Lord carried away from them. They did what was bad and made the Lord angry. They worshipped false gods about which the Lord had told them, "You must not do this." The Lord told Israel and Judah of the danger through all his men who told what would happen in the future. He said, "Turn from your sinful ways and obey my laws. Keep all the laws which I gave your fathers and which I gave you through my servants and men of God." But they did not listen. They were strong-willed like their fathers who did not believe in the Lord their God. They turned away from his laws and his agreement which he made with their fathers. They turned away when he told them of danger. They followed false gods and became empty. They followed the nations around them, but the Lord had told them not to act like them. They turned away from all the laws of the Lord their God and made objects to look like false gods. They made 2 calves and an object to look like the false goddess Asherah, and they worshipped all the stars of heaven and worked for Baal. Then they gave their sons and daughters as burnt gifts. They told the future and used witchcraft. They sold themselves to do what is sinful in the eyes of the Lord, and they made him angry. The Lord was very angry with Israel and put them away from his eyes. None was left except the family of Judah. Even Judah did not keep the laws of the Lord their God. They walked in the ways which Israel had started, and the Lord turned away from all the children of Israel and sent trouble upon them. He gave them over to those who destroyed the land until he had put them away from his eyes. When he had torn Israel from the family of David, they made Jeroboam, the king of Nebat, king. Then Jeroboam drove Israel away from following the Lord. He led them into sin, and the people of Israel walked in all the sins of Jeroboam. They did not turn away from them until the Lord put Israel away from his eyes. He spoke through all his servants who tell what will happen in the future that he would do this. So Israel was carried away from their own land to Assyria until this day. The king of Assyria brought people from Babylon, Cutha, Ava, Hamath, and Sepharvaim. He had them live in the cities of Samaria in place of the people of Israel. So they took Samaria for their own and lived in its cities. At the beginning of their living there, they did not fear the Lord. So the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. They said to the king of Assyria, "The nations you have carried away to the cities of Samaria do not know the way of the God of the land." So he has sent lions among them to kill them because they do not know the way of the God of the land. Then the king of Assyria told them, Take to Samaria one of the religious leaders you brought from there. Let him go and live in Samaria, and let him teach them the way of the God of the land. So one of the religious leaders they had taken away from Samaria came and lived at Bethel, and he taught them how they should worship the Lord. But every nation still made gods of its own. They put them in the houses of the high places which the people of Samaria had made. The people of every nation did this in the cities where they lived. The men of Babylon made the false god Succoth-Benoth. The men of Cuth made the false god Nergal. The men of Hamath made the false god Ashimah. The Avites made the false gods Nibhaz and Tartak. And the Sepharvites burned their children in the fire to Adrammelech and Anammelech, the gods of Sepharvaim. They feared the Lord also, and yet they chose from among themselves the religious leaders of the high places. These leaders gave the gifts for them in the house of the high places. So the people feared the Lord, but they worshipped their own gods also. They followed the way of the nations from which they had been taken away. To this day they follow the ways of times past. They do not follow the laws or the word which the Lord told the sons of Jacob, whom he gave the name Israel. The Lord had made an agreement and told them, "You must not fear other gods. You must not put your faces to the ground in front of them, or worship them, or give gifts to them. But fear the Lord, who brought you up from the land of Egypt with great power and with a strong arm. Put your faces to the ground before him, and give him your gifts. Obey forever the laws and the word which he wrote for you. Do not fear other gods. Do not forget the agreement I have made with you, and do not honor other gods with fear. Fear the Lord your God, and he will save you from those who hate you." But they did not listen. They followed the ways of times past. These nations feared the Lord, but they worshipped their false gods also. Their children and grandchildren did the same, and they do as their fathers did to this day. 2 Kings chapter 18. In the third year of Hoshea the son of Elah, king of Israel, Hezekiah the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to rule. He was 25 years old when he became king, and he ruled for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. He took away the high places. He broke down the holy pillars used in worship and cut down the Asherah. And he broke in pieces the brass snake that Moses had made. For until those days the people of Israel burned special perfume to it. It was called Nehushtan. Hezekiah trusted in the Lord, the God of Israel. There was no one like him among all the kings of Judah before him or after him, for he held to the Lord and did not stop following him. He kept his laws which the Lord had given Moses, and the Lord was with him. Hezekiah did well in every place he went. He turned against the king of Assyria and did not work for him. He destroyed the Philistines as far as Gaza and its land, from the smallest town to the strongest city. In the fourth year of King Hezekiah, the seventh year of Elah's son Hoshea, king of Israel, King Shalmaneser of Assyria came to fight against Samaria. His army gathered around it. At the end of 3 years, they took the city. Samaria was taken by Assyria in the sixth year of Hezekiah and the ninth year of King Hoshea of Israel. Then the king of Assyria carried the people of Israel away against their will to Assyria. He had them live in Hala and on the Habor, the river of Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes, because the people of Israel did not obey the voice of the Lord their God. They sinned against his agreement and even all that the Lord's servant Moses had told them. They would not listen or obey. In the 14th year of King Hezekiah, King Sennacherib of Assyria came and fought against all the strong cities of Judah and took them. Then King Hezekiah of Judah sent word to the king of Assyria at Lachish, saying, "I have done wrong. Leave me. I will pay whatever you ask." So the king of Assyria had Hezekiah, king of Judah, pay him silver, weighing as much as 300 men, and gold weighing as much as 30 men. Hezekiah gave him all the silver that was found in the house of the Lord, and in the storerooms of the king's house. Then he cut the gold off the doors of the Lord's house. He cut the gold from the sides of the door which King Hezekiah of Judah had covered with gold, and he gave it to the king of Assyria. Then the king of Assyria sent Tartan, Rabsaris, and Rabshakeh with a large army from Lachish to King Hezekiah at Jerusalem. So they went up and came to Jerusalem. They came and stood by the ditch of the upper pool, which is on the road to the fuller's field. When they called to the king, Eliakim the son of Hilkiah, and Shebna, and Joah the son of Asaph, came out to them. Eliakim was the head of the house. Shebna was the writer, and Joah wrote down the things of the nation. Rabshakeh said to them, "Say to Hezekiah, this is what the great king of Assyria says. What is this strength of heart that you have? You say with empty words, 'I have wisdom and strength for war.' On whom do you trust that you have turned against me? Look, you are trusting now in Egypt. It is a walking stick like a piece of broken river grass. It will cut into a man's hand if he rests on it. So is Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to all who trust in him. You might tell me, 'We trust in the Lord our God.' But is it not he whose high places and altars Hezekiah has taken away? And has he not said to Judah and to Jerusalem, 'You must worship in front of this altar in Jerusalem'? Come now, make an agreement with my ruler, the king of Assyria, and I will give you 2,000 horses if you're able to put horsemen on them. How can you fight back one captain among the least of my ruler's servants when you trust Egypt for war wagons and horsemen? Have I come up without the Lord against this place to destroy it? The Lord said to me, 'Go up against this land and destroy it.'" Then Eliakim the son of Hilkiah and Shebna and Joah said to Rabshakeh, "Speak to your servants in the Aramaic language, for we understand it. Do not speak with us in the language of Judah. The people on the wall might hear it." But Rabshakeh said to them, "Has my ruler sent me to speak these words to your ruler and to you, and not to the men sitting on the wall? They are sure to suffer with you, eating and drinking their own body waste." Then Rabshakeh stood and called out with a loud voice in the language of Judah, saying, "Hear the word of the great king of Assyria. The king says, 'Do not let Hezekiah lie to you, for he will not be able to save you from my power. Do not let Hezekiah make you trust in the Lord, saying, "The Lord will save us for sure, and this city will not be given to the king of Assyria." Do not listen to Hezekiah, for the king of Assyria says, 'Make your peace with me and come out to me. Then every one of you will eat of his own vine and fig tree, and every one of you will drink the water of his own well. Then I will come and take you away to a land like your own land. It is a land of grain and new wine. It is a land of bread and grape fields and olive trees and honey. There you will live and not die. But do not listen to Hezekiah when he lies to you, saying, 'The Lord will save us.' Has any one of the gods of the nations saved this land from the power of the king of Assyria? Where are the gods of Hamath and Arpad? Where are the gods of Sepharvaim, Hena, and Iva? Have they saved Samaria from my power? Who among all the gods of the lands has saved their land from my power? So how should the Lord save Jerusalem from my power?" But the people were quiet. They did not answer him a word, for Hezekiah had told them, "Do not answer him." Then Eliakim, the son of Hilkiah, who was the head of the house, and Shebna the writer, and Joah the son of Asaph, who wrote down the things of the nation, came to Hezekiah. They came with their clothes torn and told him the words of Rabshakeh. May God bless the reading of his word. Well, this Rabshakeh fellow has quite the mouth, doesn't he? Typical of the blowhard bully that he was, he tried to intimidate, manipulate, and subjugate the people. Not only does he slander Hezekiah, but he slanders God, too. I can't wait to share chapter 19 with you in episode 432. But let's step back a bit. When we meet King Hezekiah in the beginning of chapter 18, Judah has been under the rule of many evil kings, and Hezekiah's father was Ahaz, one of the worst. We should note that when a society, a culture, is trending further and further from God, and there seems to be no hope for recovery, God can raise up a man or woman whom he will use to make things right. In our chapter today, Hezekiah was one such man. Our text says, Hezekiah did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father David had done. Of course, in this case, father means his ancestor, but the word father is also used to illustrate how much like David Hezekiah was. And the text says that there was no one like him among all the kings of Judah before him or after him. He was quite a guy. So be encouraged. As we look at the condition of our world today, it looks a lot like it did in Hezekiah's time. And I've said many times on this show that I sincerely think that we're in the end times, but I freely admit that I could be wrong. Perhaps God has other plans for the coming of the Lord. If that is the case, We know that he just might, because he's done it in the past, send someone who will ignite a new passion for the things of God. And I would be just fine with that. Your thoughts? If you'd like to leave a comment, email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 430.lifespringmedia.com. Or you can tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. And you know how I've been asking you to tell a friend about the Lifespring Family Audio Bible? About it being a great way to start the new year? Well, my good friend @WayneHenderson on Twitter said, a great way to start the new year is to read through the Bible with my friend @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. You could do the same thing. Use Twitter or even send them over to the Facebook page for Lifespring Media, facebook.com/LifespringMedia. Help your friends keep their New Year's resolution of reading more of the Bible this year. Wayne, thanks again. Tomorrow we'll be back in the book of Matthew. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thank you for being here. Bye.